Take your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to read verses 18 through 23 together. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 18 through 23. You follow along, keep your Bibles open. This is a passage that I want you to pay attention to very closely, mark and come back and read many times later. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 18. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law is under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as the weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. This I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. God wants us to reach as many people as we can. To do this, we have to be able to get along with many different kinds of people. This requires us to have good ethics with people. I have knocked on doors, going soul winning, for over 40 years. God knows I have made a lot of mistakes. I've learned from great soul winners what to do, and I've learned from my experience sometimes what not to do. I have learned you're not going to make everybody happy. Doesn't matter who you are, not everybody's going to be happy that you knocked at their door. But you can please many more people by having good ethics or good propriety as you go soul winning. I want you to notice here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, God tells us not to abuse the power of the gospel. He then tells us to be servant of all, so that we can gain or win or reach more people. That means this: just because you have good intentions, just because you have a good message and you know what it is, you shouldn't abuse that power to try to bully people to listen to you. Don't abuse the power of the gospel. We ought to come as servants, not as a bull in a china shop destroying everything. God says, I am made all things to all men. Really, this means being appropriate with people so that they'll listen to the gospel. Notice in verses 20 and 21, God talks in 22, God talks about reaching the Jew, reaching those that aren't Jewish, the Gentile, then reaching the heathen that had no law. And God even says becoming like a weak person so that you can reach the weak. And that is being all things to all men, being appropriate with them. For instance, if I go soul winning out knocking on doors and someone comes to the door very strongly, I can be their servant and reach them. There are others that come to the door that might have an oxygen tube under their nose with an oxygen bottle behind them, and they're weak. I don't have to be as strong with a person who is weak physically as I do to a very young, vibrant, strong person who might need a little bit more strength to lead them. That is being all things to all men. It doesn't mean if a guy comes to the door with his hairy legs hanging out of shorts and a muscle shirt and tattoos everywhere and looked like he got in a fight with a pop rivet gun, that I go home and put shorts on and change to a muscle shirt. Obviously, I would fill it out at different places, but I'm not to look like them to reach them. That's why churches that change their music to reach people, they're not becoming all things to all men for the gospel's sake. They're becoming all things to please everybody's eyes, not for the gospel's sake. So, I in 40 years have learned some things that we should and should not do in our soul winning. Let me give you some proprieties or ethics for soul winning. Number one, we ought to dress in clean church-type clothes. Folks, when you go out soul winning, you represent Christ. You represent God. You're his ambassador. You represent Grace Baptist Church. May I say this, as his ambassador, we ought to represent him well. People should be able to see the difference in us and the world. People ought to know somebody's coming to the door dressed clean, dressed neatly. They must be important or have important information. And may I say this, we carry the most important information in all the world, how to keep somebody out of hell so they can know for sure they're going to heaven. So I believe that we ought to dress clean. I believe we ought to dress neat. Fellas, I think it would be great if you could wear a tie when you go out soul winning and not an old dirty pair of blue jeans and your pullover shirt. I'm not saying people can't get saved that way, but when we're out representing the church and God, we ought to dress appropriately. Ladies, I think that we ought to wear skirts or dresses that cover the knees and make sure tops are at the right length so that folks at the door aren't staring down your shirt. I think that we ought to dress appropriately. Fellas, I think we even ought to try to match our clothes. I think we ought to get our wife to help us match. Not Brother Randy, but our wife ought to help us. And I think that we ought to look as neat and clean as we can while we go out soul winning. Number two, I believe we ought to ring the doorbell, then knock on the door if they don't answer the door. That is always the most appropriate thing to do. I have been soul winning for many, many years. I've heard great soul winners teach 30 years ago, 35 years ago. Well, friends knock, strangers ring the doorbell. May I say this? You don't know who's on the other side of the door. You are a stranger. I also understand that society has changed in the last 30 and 40 years. I believe with all my heart in today's society, we ought to ring the doorbell first. Then I believe we ought to knock at the door, but don't sound like you're the police and using a nightstick while you do it. Just a very simple knock. I'm going to say this. You may agree. You may disagree. But listen to this very carefully. I don't think it's appropriate to open a storm door or a screen door and knock on the inside door. Just knock on the door. That's their door, not your door. You don't have the right to take somebody's property and open up a door. I believe with all my heart that you ought to knock on the outside door. Number three, treat people at the door the way you want them to treat you or your family at your house. Let me ask you a question. How do you want somebody to be at your door when they knock on your door or ring your doorbell? How do you want them dressed? How do you want them to behave? How do you want to be treated? Hey, sir, if you're not home and somebody rings the doorbell and your wife has to answer the door, how do you want somebody to treat your wife, your children? That is exactly how we ought to be as soul winners. We ought to think in our own minds, if that were my wife, those were my children, or that was my family member there, how would I want them to be treated? And that's the way I will treat them. Be kind. Be friendly. Smile. It's not going to hurt you. Don't be pushy. Don't assume that they're your long-lost friend. They don't know who you are, and you need to act like they don't know who you are. Now, you also don't need to go into a 20-minute dissertation of who you are with them either. They really don't care. They want to find out who's at their door, why they're there, and go back to doing what they were doing before you knocked on their door. So treat people at the door the way you want to be treated, or you want your family treated at your house. Number four, make your first 5 seconds clear and plain. Listen to this very carefully. I believe the most important 5 seconds in soul winning is the first statement out of your mouth after the door opens up. I believe more people either receive or reject the gospel, or at least open the door long enough to hear the gospel, based on the first 5 seconds after the door opens up. You need to tell them who you are. You need to tell them where you're from. And you need to tell them why you're there. If you can say all those things in 5 seconds, I believe you'll see more doors stay open. Now, I'm not talking about, hello, I am, and this is, you're not in a hurry. There's a simple, easy way. One statement can say it all. For instance, I use this statement. You would not use my name. You would put your name in its place. I usually say, hello, my name is Pastor Bush from Grace Baptist Church. We're going through the area to see if you go to church anywhere regularly. Do you all have a church you get to go to regularly? I just, in that few seconds, told everybody who I was, where I'm from, and why I am there. Do you remember what Brother Josh taught a few weeks ago, that soul winning is sometimes more than just getting the gospel out? Somebody might be saved looking for a church. Somebody's lost who may listen to the gospel but not get saved, but if they like you, they might come visit our church and then get saved. So I've got to tell them who I am, where I'm from, and why I am there. Again, the statement is, hello, my name is Pastor Bush from Grace Baptist Church. We're going through the area to find out if people go to church anywhere regularly. Do you go to church somewhere regularly? Just in those few seconds, they know exactly who I am, where I'm from, and why I'm there. I don't introduce my soul winning partner. They don't care. They don't know me. They don't know him. Why should they care? I don't tell them their name, anything else. Those are the first 5 seconds or so. That usually is a make or break point, how long I can keep the door open. Number five, the silent partner needs to be just that, silent. Too many people talking at the door is very confusing. God talks about people going out two by two. Sometimes there's two people or three people out soul winning together. Great. But designate who is doing the talking at each door, and everybody else be the silent partner. If two people are at the door and both are talking, nobody is leading, and the person to whom you're talking to has no idea who to follow. So let one person do all the talking. The silent partner is to be praying, asking the Holy Spirit to work through the person talking so that that person will receive the gospel. The silent partner is also there to take care of any distractions quietly. You know, if the dog's trying to get out the door, help keep the dog from escaping. Bend down and pet the dog. If the cat's trying to escape, let it escape. No, you try to keep the cat in the door. The attention sometimes of the silent partner to the person speaking often will lend the attention of the door, the person from whom you've knocked on their door. If you're listening as a silent partner, they're more apt to listen to the gospel. So pray and be the silent partner when it's your turn to be the silent partner. Don't talk. Ladies, I know it's welling up inside you. You just got to say something. You just know you have exactly what it takes to get that person to listen. But if you're the silent partner, be quiet. Men, I know you know more about it than I do. I know, you might know that person's this kind of worker, and you know how to relate to this kind of person. Can I tell you something? If it's not your turn to talk, don't talk. It's that simple. Number six, speak clearly and slow enough to be heard. Did you know that when you go soul winning, you're going to be nervous? I know I am. And I know that when I'm nervous, I speak very quickly. I have to work at speaking slower. Sometimes a person like my wife is very soft-spoken. And if you're not careful, people aren't going to be able to hear your voice, especially if you're near a freeway, near a busy road. There's kids in the house, the TV's on, people are screaming and hollering, the music's blaring, all these things. You have to speak loud enough to be heard, but you have to slow down and speak clearly. For instance, if you're not careful, you're going to say something like this. Hello, my name's Pastor Bush. I'm from Grace Baptist Church. Go through the area. You get to go to church anywhere. People aren't going to understand what you said because you talked way too fast. Or you'll get real nervous and say, my name's Craig Bush. I'm from Grace Baptist Church. You go to church anywhere regular. And talk so quietly that nobody hears what you're saying. Look them in the eye. Slow down. They're not going to eat you for lunch. Don't worry. Slow down. Speak clearly. Speak loud enough to be heard. And don't act like just because you knocked on their door, they have to listen to you. Your attitude has everything to do with whether they'll listen or not. By the way, that's what the fruit of the Spirit is for. The fruit of the Spirit is so that the Holy Spirit can work through you. You are not the issue in this. The Holy Spirit is. It is the gospel that is the issue, not you. Matter of fact, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, God said that we ought to come to the door and be servant of all. Would you talk to your boss that way? We're to be the servant, not the boss. Number seven. This is one that I don't like, personally. But be nice to rude people. Be nice to those people that are mean and nasty. Jesus was teaching the disciples one day, and they said, look, we're in this town, and it seems like nobody's listening to us. And Jesus said, clean the dust off your feet and go to the next place where people will listen. Can I tell you something? Don't take it personally when people are rude. Don't take it personally when people are mean. Go find somebody else who wants to hear. Leave a track. If they say, oh, no, I don't want it, let them close the door and stick it in the door and keep walking. Your responsibility is to get the gospel out. If they don't listen, that's their problem, not yours. But at least leave a gospel track if at all possible. So be nice to rude people. I know I want to poke them in the nose. When they're mean to me, I want to tell them what I'm really thinking, but I probably shouldn't do that. Because see, the next time we knock on their door, hopefully we left a good enough flavor or impression on them that they'll at least listen to the next person. Number eight, ask everyone you can, do you know for sure that you're going to heaven someday? That is the purpose of us going there. Don't assume the person is lost, but don't assume the person is saved. If they tell you, yes, oh, I know that for sure, great. But may I say something? You have the right to say, I'm glad. I know for sure I'm going to heaven. Can I ask you how you know that for sure? Obviously, there's a way for us to know that. Can you tell me? And if they say, well, I just believe I'm a good enough person to get there, there's an opportunity to give the gospel. But if they tell you that they went to church or somebody opened the Bible and showed them some verses and they trusted Christ as their Savior, what more could you ask for? Don't make things too spiritual. Did you know that lost people can't understand spiritual truth? They don't have a spirit by which to be able to understand it. Use simple terms. Use easy terms. You don't have to talk about justification and sanctification and glorification and imputation and amputation and all the other things. Most of you don't even know what those words mean, but you don't need to use super big spiritual words. Don't scare them with, most people are scared of spiritual things because they don't understand them because they're lost. Use simple terms. Do you ever notice in the Bible when Jesus was telling people about heaven, he made it very relatable to them? He talked to a woman at a well about water. He talked to a hungry man about bread. He talked to a man up in a tree about simple things. He talked to a wealthy ruler about being born again. He used very simple terms for people to understand. Number 9, realize that everybody's door on whom you knock are prospects for a church. Invite them to church and tell them about Grace Baptist Church. Especially if they don't have a church or they don't go regularly to a church. And I've knocked on doors. Do you get to go to somewhere in church regularly? Oh yeah, I get to go to church. I have a home church. Great. Do you go regularly? Yeah, great. What church do you go to? Hey, honey, what's the name of that church we go to? That means they don't go very often. When somebody says, no, I don't have a church or I don't go regularly, my first statement is, good, you're just the person I'm looking for. Now, if they go to a church regularly, whether it be any denomination, I say, good, I'm not necessarily trying to take you away from your church. If they go to another Baptist church in the area, I tell them this, great, tell your preacher I'm not here to take you away from your church. I'm trying to be ethical with people. But tell them about our church, our nurseries, our Sunday school classes, the preaching, that we're a hospital, not a museum. We have activities for the children, for the teenagers, for the adults, all the different things that go on here at the church. Hey, talk to them about a little of the things and their excitement about our church and get them excited about it. They may come visit. Say, look, I'd love to have you come visit our church. You could be my visitor. We have visitors every week. And I'd love to have you come and be a visitor to our church. Realize every person that you talk to is a prospect for our church. And lastly, this is something so simple, but yet so profound. Follow the sidewalks or the pavers. Don't walk through people's yards. Usually it's obvious what door in a house is used most often. Try to follow the sidewalk and not walk through people's flowers and walk on the grass and different things. Be appropriate. When you leave their house, don't cut across the yards into the neighbors and go up to the door. You say, well, that's a shorter path. It is, but it's not your path. Use the public path, not what you would use at home. Those are things that will help you. Let me finish by saying this. I did not give every scenario. There's no way I could. I've knocked on well over a million doors in my life. I have seen everything under the sun. But some of the things I gave you will help you, give you a good guide ethically. We call going door to door confrontational soul winning. But in reality, we're trying to teach you how not to have confrontation. Don't argue. Don't get upset. Let's use good ethics. Let's use good propriety in our soul winning. And we can have confrontational, less confrontational soul winning. That's what we have in mind for you. Thank you.